The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 8, which can be found on page 970 of the Church Bibles. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others.
Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full.
But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words.
Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Iman family. That was such a beautiful Bible reading. C.S. Lewis said, God doesn't want something from us. He simply wants us. What is prayer? If someone can quickly say it, sum it up in three words or in a sentence, what do you think is prayer? Talking to God? Any other takers on defining what is prayer? Well, when we pray, how do we pray? What do we normally do with our bodies when we pray? We tend to sit still.
Say that again.
We tend to set our minds free of anything else.
We tend to try and set our minds free of anything else. Yes. And when do we normally pray? I hear an any time. What do you think? When we're in need? Do we pray at meal times? At bedtime? Yes. And what are the things that we usually say when we pray? How do we usually start our prayers?
Father God.
We tend to say Father God.
Dear God.
Or dear God. Anything else? Those might be the usual things. Thank you, Niku. He's going to come and rescue me. A boof. Now, you may know this already, but did you know that we don't have to do any of these things? We don't have to pray, dear God or Father God. We don't have to sit still. We don't have to just pray at meal times and at bedtime. You don't even have to close your eyes when you're praying. You don't even have to say amen every time you talk to God. Do you want to know why I say that? Well, let's remind ourselves of when Jesus was on earth. He hung out with his friends all the time. Imagine Jesus sitting at breakfast. He's just woken up, probably like you and me. His hair is very messy. His breath might still be a little bit smelly. And then his buddy John comes down to breakfast. Do you think John would say, dear Jesus, I'd really like some Frosties right now. Oh no, we only have all bran. Man, amen. And then Jesus would say, no, we have some Cheerios too. And then John would say, dear Jesus, if only we had something else to eat for breakfast. Please, please, please change something in the universe to make something different. Amen. Do you think that's how Jesus' friends would have talked to him when he was right there with him? No. Do you think when they were with Jesus, did they close their eyes and talk to him? No, probably not. Because they talked to Jesus. He was right there. He was real in front of them. And he loved them. And he shared life with them. They talked about the weather. They talked about where shall we go next. They laughed together at each other's jokes. And they told him how they felt being made fun of or being bullied. Everything. They shared life. And that same Jesus who was on earth said that he will be with us always. Because by his Spirit, he is here with us today. And we can chat. We can talk to Jesus just like his friends did. Now I'm going to need 4 volunteers. And you don't have to be young to do this. You can be one, and Ashling, and Joel. Should we get 1 adult volunteer? Oh, come on, people. Otherwise, I'm going to choose someone. Roger. Oh, thank you, Ian. All right, I'm going to put you into different places in the church. Let's start. Roger, can you please go and stand in the chancel with your back turned toward us, please? And then, Ashling, can you stand on that side of the stage looking at us but acting like you can't hear us? You can look at us, look at me, but act like you can't hear me. And then, Joel, can you fetch a chair and then come and stand on the chair on the stage for me, please, as carefully as you can. And then you are going to stand right next to me. All right. So you see, sometimes we think that God is like Roger over there. He's really far away. He's got his back turned to us. He's ignoring us. We have to yell to get his attention. We have to beg, please, please listen to me. Maybe he would care enough to listen to us. Other times, we think God is like Ashling, like someone who can't hear us, doesn't really know what's happening to us, even though we're also trying to get their attention. Please listen to me. Please talk to me. I need to hear your voice. Just ignoring. And sometimes we feel like God is like Joel. He's mean. And he won't let us have the things we really, really want. Do you know that God is not like any of these people? Do you want to know where and who God really is? God is like this, right next to us. He is paying attention to us. We can look into his face. We can talk to him. I can say to him, God, I really wanted to wear my blue t-shirt today, but my mom put it in the wash, and so I had to wear my black one, and I don't like it. As much as, God, my friend is sick, and I'm really worried that she is not going to get better. All right, let's give these guys a round of applause. God doesn't want something from us. He simply wants us. In fact, let's turn to the Bible and look at some verses together that remind us that God wants us to just come to Him as we are, being real and honest. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. John 6, verse 37. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. Isaiah 1, verse 18. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. And Revelation 22, verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. And even Jesus, in the next verse, shows us. There should be one more verse. That he was honest with the Father. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and he prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. I absolutely love Charlie Mackesy's latest drawings. And I just thought it would be lovely for us to look at a few of them and read through them together, just as a reminder of God's love for us. They are a series of paintings which he has called The Horse and the Boy. And then there's a fox and a mole that also feature sometimes. To be honest, I often feel I have nothing interesting to say, said the boy. Being honest is always interesting, said the mole. Be sorry for a wrong you've done, but never be ashamed of who you are, said the horse. Where does your power come from? Asked the boy. Knowing even in my darkest moments, I am loved. Always remember, you matter. You are important and you are loved. Your presence on this earth makes a difference, whether you see it or not. And the last one. So you know all of me? Asked the boy. Yes, said the horse. And you still love me? We love you all the more. God doesn't want something from us. He simply wants us. Why don't we spend a bit of time now talking to God? I want us to each, in our own space, get comfortable. You can even find a different space if you want to. You can lie down if you want to. Let's just take a moment to prepare ourselves as we come to God. Being in God's presence to worship Him is the first part of prayer. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to lead us into the presence of the Father. If you want to, you can open your hands in front of you as a physical sign of showing you are open and ready to receive from the Father. Come, Holy Spirit.